Welcome to this Knox College podcast, featuring the sounds and voices of the Knox community.
It's gratifying to see so many of you here today. From my perspective, it is a difficult task to know who we are if we don't pause on occasion to consider where we've been and what we are in the process of becoming. May these great Knox traditions continue. Monica Berlin graduated from Knox in 1995 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in creative writing. She was a feisty, creative, luminous student, altogether remarkable in the extent to which she knew and embraced her own mind and her own heart. In other words, a complete, if complicated, joy to those of us fortunate enough to engage her. Subsequently, Monica went on to earn a Master of Arts from Western Illinois University in 1998 and a Master of Fine Arts from Vermont College in 2002. Since then, Monica's achievements have been exceptional in four distinct, albeit interrelated, areas: professional writing, editing, college and university teaching, and community service. As a young writer, Monica has established a national reputation. Her work has appeared in an array of highly regarded journals, and she has achieved a publication record of distinction, having been named a finalist for the prestigious Missouri Review's National Poetry Competition and the 2005 Arts and Letters Prize in Poetry. Further, Monica was selected from more than 800 applicants for a finalist award from the Illinois Arts Council, the agency that supports writers and all arts activities statewide. Just recently, she received her third nomination for the annual Pushcart Prizes in Poetry, one of the nation's premier literary recognitions. Moreover, her poetry has been anthologized in the nationally acclaimed publication, Manthology, Poems of the Male Experience, a selection from which she presented last June on National Public Radio, one of many venues, including the National Council of Teachers in English, that have spotlighted her searching, meditative, and moving work. Many recognize that the Knox Literary Magazine Catch has won 6 national awards in competition with all American colleges and universities, regardless of enrollment, endowment, or other professional resources. Less generally known, perhaps, is that Monica served as faculty advisor for 3 of these championship issues. Currently, she is the proprietor of the Weekly Poem, an online literary newsletter of immense importance to our extended community, and faculty advisor, and has served as faculty advisor for The Common Room, an electronic journal devoted to literary essays. In addition, she is contributing editor for Hunger Mountain Journal of Arts and Letters. Monica's talent as a writer, editor, and community leader carries over to her commitment as an extraordinary professor. Before accepting her current position as assistant professor of English and creative writing at Knox, she taught at Western Illinois and Bradley Universities. Since joining Knox's acclaimed program in creative writing, she has received the Philip Green Wright Lombard College Prize for Distinguished Teaching, the highest honor that the Knox faculty confers upon its members. As a teacher and lifelong mentor, Monica is a commanding daily presence in the life of her students. She is admired, respected, and revered, and has inspired many, many talented undergraduates to continue their graduate school and professional careers. Therefore, I am honored, proud, if I may say so, and deeply moved to present Monica Berlin with the 2007 Young Alumni Achievement Award for her distinguished accomplishments accomplishments as a poet, community leader, and educator. And also, during the brightest days and the darkest days, as my trusted colleague and friend. Please welcome Monica Berlin.
Thank you all for coming. It's really humbling. I'm going to tell you a story. One of the first classes I taught at Knox was held in room 311 of Old Main. It was a bitter, cold winter, much like this one, and it just so happened that the seat next to me remained empty all term long. Recently, out of graduate school and overwhelmed by the nuances of teaching, I often returned in my mind to the time I had spent in that room and in that building. Dwarfed by its history, by my own expectations, by the seminar table at which we sat, and smalled by the seriousness of what I was embarking on with my students, I left that chair open for the memory of my own mentors, made room in that room for the things they had given me to be given to others. But about buildings, architecture, the necessary metaphor from the writer who stands before you today, the first stone laid at a corner where two walls begin and form the first part of a new building defines the foundation. Think of it. One of the first classes I took at Knox was taught by Professor Douglas Wilson and held in room 311 of Old Main. Although I didn't know it at the time, this genius course on close reading and the lessons taught there would serve as the cornerstone for the work I do now, and for my having built a career out of a life spent in the pages of others' writing. It seems important to say these things to you today, to tell you how, at Knox, I learned to believe in symmetry, how parts of our lives line up in extraordinary ways. I also learned the necessity of allowing for surprise. If I had known as a first-year student in Introduction to Fiction that a quiz Professor Wilson was giving on Stephen Crane's The Open Boat would be the grounding of my professional life, I would have laughed. If Doug Wilson knew his five-word question would become the pivotal approach to my pedagogical stance, he might be startled. But we all have stories like this, don't we? I'm just lucky enough to live with them every day. Here, I also learned there's no way to know what will stick, what will impact, and there's certainly value in leaving ourselves open to the possibility that what we know and what we think we know can be changed. Knox was only intended to be a small stop for me, a layover on the way to something else I hadn't yet imagined. But today, more than 16 years after I first arrived, I'll admit to you that nearly every momentous event in my life is tied to this place. I'm the first to admit the deepest kind of love for Galesburg, Illinois, and for Knox College. I'm also the first to admit, with the utmost sincerity, that I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I spend my days immersed in reading and writing and showing others all that I can about what is possible on the page in a place that respects intellectual searching and supports the essential quality of the arts in our lives. It's a pretty good gig. At Knox, I learned and continue to learn what it means to return the gesture, to respond responsibly. My now colleagues taught me that to engage with and live wholly in the world that language and inquiry make possible insists upon our taking care. If we're responsible for the things that matter by using language that matters, my God, what we can do. It isn't mere coincidence that Doug isn't here today. He's in Peoria reading from and signing his award-winning new book on Abraham Lincoln's relationship to writing, on the power of words. See, even after all these years, Doug still teaches close reading. And if he were here, I might not be able to turn to him and say, Doug, when you asked how big was the boat, you changed my life. Because he did. And although at the time I couldn't tell him the right answer, because at the time, naively, I didn't know how much it mattered, I do now. It was a 10-foot dinghy. So thanks to all of you, and to Doug Wilson, and to this place. Thank you.
This has been a podcast of Knox College. For more information on podcasts, news, events, or other activities at the college, visit us online at www.knox.edu.